You kill my brothers, so I am killing you. We're now hearing the words of Mohamed Mira as he shot and killed a Muslim French soldier on March 11th, the start of a killing spree that ended with Mira's death in a police standoff yesterday. Police say Mira made a video of the shooting and of a gruesome attack on a Jewish school, which he posted online. Mira told police he killed three French soldiers, a rabbi, and three young Jewish children in retaliation for the deaths of children in the Palestinian territories, French participation in the war in Afghanistan, and the year-old French law banning full-face Muslim veils. It turns out Mira, a Frenchman of Algerian descent, was well known to French intelligence. He claimed to be a follower of Al-Qaeda. He'd been to Afghanistan and Pakistan, he said, because he was looking for a wife. But the French prime minister said today that authorities never suspected he'd be dangerous, even though he was on the U.S. no-fly watch list. Christopher Dickey is Paris bureau chief for Newsweek. He's reporting in New York. And Chris, you say this gunman represents a slippery new threat. We've talked before about the lone wolf. Tell us more about your thinking.
Well, he's not all that lonely, this lone wolf. He was part of a group of people who were connected to attempts to smuggle jihadists from France into Iraq back in around 2007 at a low level. He went to Afghanistan and the Afghanistan-Pakistan area twice. He was interviewed by the equivalent of the FBI in France as recently as November. In fact, when he was holding out against the police siege, the man who was talking to him was the same guy who had interviewed him in November. But the police convinced themselves that he was really harmless, even that he had a split personality and he was hiding his sinister jihadist personality from them. I mean, the excuses being made in France right now are kind of incredible.
What else might have been at play here? Because you're reporting in New York, as New York officials are being criticized for going too far in monitoring Muslim communities. So,
well, this is just the thing, isn't it? What we're criticizing the police in France right now because they had somebody in their sights and they didn't follow him close enough. At the same time, we're criticizing the New York City Police Department for spreading the blanket of surveillance too wide and looking at too many people. The fact is, when you have any kind of suspicion, you have to follow it up as a police force. I just interviewed Kathy Lanier, the police chief in Washington. She said, you know, the intelligence that's gathered by the NYPD is shared with other police forces all around the country and much needed by them. But no police force has enough resources to keep everyone under surveillance. That's one of the things that's kind of preposterous about the allegations made against the NYPD. They don't have the resources to keep every mosque under surveillance. They don't keep every student group under surveillance. Far from it. It's only when they have reason to believe that there's some kind of covert activity going on in those places or in those groups that they focus their attention on.
Well, but, you know, there's further criticism of the New York police that they went beyond their bounds. They were in New Jersey. It's, you know, and there are people who, you know, in the Muslim community. I mean, it's this is the tension. What's it like in Paris? Because here the tension is people feel they're being, you know, targeted. In Toulouse, you know, this man killed Muslim soldiers. So,
sure. And in fact, in the ceremonies being held in Toulouse today, there are banners being unfurled talking about Christians, Jews, Muslims all together. We all believe in one God, the God of love. I mean, there's this effort to say we can all live together as a community. And indeed, they can and they do, especially in Toulouse and in southern France. There's much higher level of integration than there is in the northern cities, including Paris. So this can be a very positive thing, but the truth is a lot of people in the Muslim community, although they know it, they are under a lot of surveillance, that a lot of certainly radical-type mosques are under a lot of surveillance in France and penetrated by agents in France, they don't really object to it because they see extreme violent radicalism as a threat to their own well-being.
Well, outside of the questions as to, you know, how police are doing their surveillance, you say the bottom line is the thinking has to be that these lone wolves are the threat.
Well, they're the hardest to find. Now, the irony in this case is that this was a lone wolf who probably wasn't all that lonely. He was connected to other people, and they still didn't manage to figure out how dangerous he was.
Christopher Dickey, Paris bureau chief for Newsweek. You can also read him on the Daily Beast. We'll link it here and now.org. Chris, thanks as always.